Hope each of you is having a good week. We're going to be going back, as we have been the last few Wednesdays, to the book of Exodus. We're going to look at a few things from the end of this book. It's interesting that in chapter 33, God speaks some words to the children of Israel that greatly discouraged them, that caused them great sorrow because of what he says to them. In verse 3, notice, "Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey." And then he says, "For I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people." And when the people heard this bad news, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I could come into your midst in one moment and consume you. Now therefore, take off your ornaments, that I may know what to do to you." So the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. So this is getting to the time when they're about to leave Mount Sinai. They're about to move on. But what has just happened? They, in the previous chapter, had noticed, you know, Moses is taking a long time up on this mountain, and that's when they say to Aaron, "Make us a god." And the golden calf is made. And they bow down, they worship this thing, and of course many fall. Many are killed on that occasion when the priests come and they take the lives of those who had done this wickedness, 32 verse 27. But God's judgment upon this people and the consequences that came to them when he says, "I'm not going to be in your midst any longer." Well, how had he been in their midst? Do you remember how he had shown his presence? By day and by night, the pillar of cloud there with them. At night it had flame within it, and it was a sign. I mean, if you were, imagine being among the people of the land. Here come the Israelites, and then there's this massive cloud going up. That's God's presence. They could see it. And God had made this statement, and so the people are mournful. Think of that word, mournful. It's a good thing to be mournful when we've done wrong, to acknowledge our sin, our waywardness, to desire to come back to God, return to Him, seek His forgiveness. Sometimes consequences must be faced. Sometimes we pay a price for the deeds that we have done, the consequences of our sins. But if we'll repent of our sins, we can come back to God and be right with Him. Moses would meet with God at the tabernacle of meeting. It's described there in verse 7 and following there in chapter 33 that God met with Moses on that occasion. People would seek out God and come to the tabernacle. But Moses pleaded with God in verses 12 and following. "Please, just be with us." And in fact, he said, "If your presence does not go up with us, do not bring us up from here. If you're not going to go with us, just leave us here." In other words, verse 15. God listened to the words of Moses, and God said, I'll be with you. I will be with you all because you have found favor with me." And so, verse 17, God saw Moses as different than the people of his day, and he certainly stood out as a man who did God's will and was righteous in that regard. So the people were mournful. The people were also then, notice as the chapters then follow, God gives Moses the new tablets. He writes once again on these tablets. The covenant is renewed with God's people. God gives regulations to his people, reminds them, and then they begin the collection process. They're collecting all of this wealth for the purpose of what? The construction of the tabernacle. This will be where the holy place, the most holy place is. So they begin the construction of all of these things, including the items that would be inside of the tabernacle and the things that would be used outside of the tabernacle as well. And all of this in preparation for what was going to come. And it's interesting to note then in chapter 39, as you go through chapter 39, And they have done all these things. They've made all of these different pieces of furniture and all the things that would be used in the tabernacle. They've made the priestly garments. Look at verse 32 of chapter 39. It says, "Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished. And the children of Israel," notice, "did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did." They were, here's another word, mindful. They were mindful. They thought very carefully about what they did. They had messed up before. They had sinned greatly. They transgressed God's law. Now they have taken each step cautiously to make sure that they did as God told them to do. You notice the last two verses of that chapter, chapter 39. Again, "according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it as the Lord had commanded. Just so they had done it." And then it says that Moses blessed them. Good job. Well done. Because they had complied with God's will. That's an important point to remember. They were mindful. They were mournful. They were mindful. And in doing so, they showed themselves faithful. And they did that again by following God's commands. You'll see here in the final chapter, it's interesting, as the tabernacle then, all of this has been done, the work has been done, now it's time to erect the tabernacle, to put it in its place and put all these things that have been made where they belong in the tabernacle. And so they begin, God tells them what to do. He tells them in verse 2, "On the first day of the first month you shall," and he describes everything that has to be done. And then in verse 16, "Thus Moses did, according to all that the Lord had commanded him, so he did." And then verse 17 is where it starts to talk about how that now on the precise time when God said, they began to do all of these things. What's interesting is from verse 17 till the end of the chapter, they begin to do all of this work. How do they do this work? You find this phrase, and you find it seven times, "as the Lord had commanded Moses," verse 19. Verse 21, "as the Lord had commanded Moses." Verse 23, "as the Lord had commanded Moses." And again in verse 25, 27, verse 28, and verse 32. And then they finish the work. You see, all these things that we read about, it's like Paul says in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, "For whatever was written aforetime was written for your learning, that you through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." And indeed, that same principle that we see in the terms of obedience, you've got to do God's will, that's always the case, is reiterated by Jesus himself in the Sermon on the Mount. Near the end of it, in Matthew chapter 7, there beginning in verse 21, we remember these well-known words, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." What we have to think about is, as we do self-examination, what am I in terms of my living before God? Most of us wouldn't consider ourselves people in general who are just lawless people. And yet, if we think about the fact that God's commands touch every aspect of our living, and there are things that nobody else sees about us, are we, in all that we do, in motivation, in thought, are we the kind of people that God wants us to be? Are we law-abiding, faithful, God-respecting people who consider His Word? And are we the kind of people that if we see we have done wrong, will we be mournful? Will we be sorrowful for what we have done? Do we have hearts ever ready to listen to the correction of God? Will we then be mindful in terms of considering what has God told me I need to do and very carefully do all that He says? Because as Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, if we love Him, what will we do? We will keep His commandments. And that will show that we are faithful. As Moses and the people did all according to what God had commanded them, so we can do and must do today. Because we don't want to face the Lord in judgment and hear the words, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Instead, we want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Tonight, are you a child of God? Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? Because all of us have sinned, therefore all of us need that washing, that reconciliation with God, that cleansing and forgiveness that only happens when Jesus' blood washes us. That's a part of God's plan, beginning with faith, believing that Christ is the Son of God, turning away from a life of sin to the life that God has called us to live, confessing our faith in Jesus and being immersed in that water. Baptism was done. You see so many accounts in the Scriptures, in the New Testament. These people obeyed the gospel. They were saved. Their sins were washed away. And they continued a life of doing God's will. And so we must do. If you've wandered from that kind of living, then come home tonight. We can pray with you. We can plead with God before this congregation tonight. And God will receive you back to Himself. It's His invitation. Won't you come as we stand and sing?